Blog Talk Radio.
Back on live. Y'all know the vibes already, man. PSA Hip Hop, man. It's your boys, man. Three and Watts. Watts, what's good, my G?
What's good, bro? You know the vibes.
You know the fucking vibes, man. What's popping, my nigga?
Chilling, bro. You know what I'm saying? In New York, snowing today, mad cold. You know what I'm saying? But it's all good, bro. What's good with you, bro?
Let's talk about it, man. Uncle Murda, one of your favorite rappers that you rock with heavy, straight out of East New York, New York City. Uncle Murda, Brooklyn, the building. Don't Come Outside, part two. Why come we never reviewed Don't Come Outside, part one? I know we both listened to it,
know.
And you were very big on that.
I have no idea. Some albums we just missed.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. But we did not miss this one. Don't Come Outside, part two, Watts. Before we get into the meats and potatoes of Uncle Murda's project here, are we still shocked in 2020 that Uncle Murda's still dropping music? Coming off, obviously, his wrap-up. Can we just put it out here right now that he smashes Mad Skills right now with his wrap-up joints?
Yo, let me just keep it clear with this wrap-up joints. First of all, his wrap-up is over 1 million views without the video, just the song alone. So clearly, everybody has accepted Uncle Murda's wrap-ups are the ones they'd rather listen to. I was speaking to some of my boys. They was like, yo, we know Mad Skills joint is out, and we ain't even go to listen to it. I'm one of those guys. I know Mad
me
Skills
too.
Wrap-up is out. I have not heard it yet. I ain't even trying to hear it. But at the second Uncle Murda's down.
Wait a minute. You still haven't listened to it?
Nope. I don't have nothing to listen to Mad Skills.
I didn't know in January. What are we, January 18th, 19th of the year, and you have not listened to Mad Skills joint at all?
Nope, man. I had no desire to listen
wow.
to it. Uncle Murda's joint is good enough for me. But we're in 2020, and just I want you to think about this. Me and you did a show about the mixtape era, right? How much we did a whole show to it about the early to mid 2000 mixtape era. Well, in that mid-2000 era, Cutmaster C was putting out a lot of music by Uncle Murda and started putting out mixtapes, him and Green Lantern. Now, think about this. Uncle Murda is still putting out projects. He's one of those guys from that mixtape era that never stopped. He never stopped.
No.
Think about the people we listened to from mid-2000s. Where their mixtapes at? Where their projects at?
Right.
And
Murda's still moving. I am
about to review Uncle Murda. Don't Come Outside by Your Face. So,
oh man, all right, let's talk about it. Watch the first song, man. God, I F with you, man. Is it safe to say when it comes to dropping hood jewels, Uncle Murda is at the top of the pecking order? When it comes to dropping hood jewels, I know people love 50 Cent and a lot of other dudes though, but can we say Uncle Murda is at the table when it comes to dropping just hood talk? Just hood talk.
You know why?
Drug talk.
You know why?
Or poking people up.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
You know why his stuff always is at the table? Because he really never made it. Like, he never made the hit where he, like, he raps like it. I'm still trying to get that breakout hit or that breakout something. So he's always rapping like an underdog, or he's rapping like he's an unsigned artist. You know what I'm saying? So when it comes to that street hood jewels, it's like he talks about it as if he's a new artist and he just came out the streets, like he just came out of Section 8 housing. You know what I'm saying?
He's in Section 8 housing. He still has that aura about him, the way he raps, man. Like, he's still got EBT clause and all that, man.
A lot of Project Lobby talk. You know what I'm saying? You know?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. And he shot a video for this song.
Yes, he did. But I also like when he said, reminiscing on days it was slow in the trap. That's the second time that car drove by, go get the strap. I'd rather shoot you. I don't be fighting niggas. I send money to niggas in jail. I don't be fighting niggas. I love the way Uncle Murda talks his hood talk, man. And salute,
listen,
the Lord, but it still sounds like a grimy song, even though he's talking to the Lord. God, I F with you, but it still sounds like a grimy song, though, man. I like this song a lot, though. I ain't gonna hold you, though. God, I F with you.
All right. To me, it's like, it was like a message song, like he's trying to tell you something, but, you know, he put his spin on it, his hood tail spin on it.
All right. Next song, Wild Scam, man. Set it off, man. What I mean is, talk to me, man.
Love the song. It's a short song, and he just talks about, you know, he not common, you know what I'm saying? Not common sense and all that. But, you know, it's just short, gets to the point. Soulful, wait a minute. Soulful starts off with the soul. You know, that soul sample or whatever. Are we anti-soul sample or we still believe in the soul?
No, we're not anti. I'll never be anti-soul.
Yeah,
never.
So you clearly know I had zero problem with this quick little gem song that he dropped.
We make kids feel like killing niggas is honorable. If we can't rap about that, then what the F I'm going to do? I don't know how to dance. I don't sing melodies. Can't go get a good job. I got a felony. When I got to rap like J. Cole is what you're telling me. I like what Uncle Murder is saying, like, you know, but I do think there's a side of Uncle Murder. Even though he doesn't let it out a lot, though, I think there's a conscious side of Uncle Murder, though, that we don't get a lot. You know what I'm saying? Because he's always talking about the J. Cole's. One thing about Murder, he always salutes or adds in his bars the lyricists that might be better than him. I'm talking about a Black Thought, a J. Cole, or one of the conscious guys. You know what I'm saying? Like you said, man, a minute and 48 seconds of Uncle Murder getting busy, man. Song is all right. You know what I mean? Track 3, Watch Talk to Me, man. 62 featuring Tory Lanez.
Well, so this is, he took a different tact with this one. So he sang with Tory Lanez and he did rapping. And so I don't know how people feel about that when they hear him do that. But you know, Tory Lanez is in his Brooklyn bag right now. Tory Lanez is in his New York City Brooklyn
Murder
bag, meaning he messes with Brooklyn rappers, he messes with New York artists. I even see in comment sections people say, "Yo, Tory Lanez want to be from New York so badly." Like, I didn't even know people.
I wouldn't say that.
But he really rocks New York heavy because, first of all, he doesn't talk like he's from Toronto. He uses New York slang. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just saying this is what some of the stuff people are saying.
I do agree with that, though. He does sound like a Brooklyn, West Indian dude that lives in Brooklyn.
Word! He does.
He does. I ain't gonna front.
He be in Brownsville at the chicken spot. He just shot a video with Fabio Foreign in the Heights. I was shocked that he's on an Uncle Murder. So he fucks with Brooklyn. I mean, he deals with Brooklyn. And I'm going to say this. The one thing you could tell, Uncle Murder's respected by industry peers because he definitely gets the collaborations he wants. He clearly gets them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So I want to drink together. Like, you don't get no bigger than that.
So this is a joint where, you know, I don't know how people feel about it, but Uncle Murder is in his singing bag. You know what I'm saying? In his street hood bag. So that's the take I get from it.
I'm going to keep it real. Watch this and not make my playlist. I know the beat is litty. I don't like Uncle Murder trying to match Tory Lanez with the harmonizing, my G. I'm going to keep it tall. Even when he's giving us plug talk, this wasn't the one for me, man. Tory got busy on the hook a little bit. But I'm going to keep it real, son. I'll probably never play this song again.
Tory got busy a little bit?
Tory
blessed the hook?
He blessed the hook. But it's not a song I'm going to go back and listen to. This did not make the playlist for me. On Uncle Murder's project here, man. You know what I mean? Track 4, my guy. We outside. It seems like everyone's talking about, is that the new 2020 lingo now going from 2019 to 2020? I see a lot of We Outside talk. Man, but this is We Outside featuring Q Bands, my guy. Talk to me. Uncle Murder featuring Q Bands. We Outside.
I love this song. You know, I love this song. I love the visuals. I love how he's blending the new young New York City, the new Brooklyn, twirling, dancing, kicking style. he's I like that he's still messing with my man Q Bands from Don't Come Outside Part One. You know, the whole gang outside with me. You know, I like this song, man. You know what I'm saying? This song is one of the first songs I heard off the project, and you know, I really like it. I'm into this. You know what I mean? I like Uncle Murder. Uncle Murder uses this different kind of flow that he uses, and I like it because it's unique. He's the only one that uses this kind of flow. So I rock out to this song, Hard Body.
I thought Uncle Murder got busy when he sets it off, when he said, I want all the smoke. Look at my demeanor. I was young when I came outside. I remember when dude was trapping off the beeper. That's our era right there. Q-Band's verse was solid. And like you talked about, they dropped a video for this joint. The young cats twirling and all that, man. Is Uncle Murder and Casanova in that box where they still connected to the older heads like us, but some of the young boys still rock with them also or respect them a little bit?
First of all, I don't think
Casanova
and
Fab in there.
I think it's unfair to put Casanova with Uncle Murder and Fab because they were putting in this pain almost 20 years ago. So they've been doing.
I'm not talking about longevity. I'm talking about the young boys rocking with them.
I'm saying in terms of just how they've seen everything change. I just think putting him with them, I can't see the connection. But I see what you're saying.
Why not?
No. I don't think Casanova should be in the same conversation with
my nigga. Two G's. Bob Smoke had Casanova or Trashanova, what he was call him these days. Bob had Casanova in the Dior video. Two G's had Casanova.
No,
like Cass is really connected to me more than Fab.
But I believe Casanova is close in age to them, so he's not far from these dudes. He's not far from them. He's in his early 30s, so he's not far from them. But I like that Uncle Murder is like. Here's the thing: what is Uncle Murder do? He's gonna get a bunch of people my age to be outside with him. It's like that's the reality of the hip hop world. You know what I'm saying? Hip hop is a youth-driven industry. You know what I'm saying? Is he gonna get a bunch, when he does the testicles? Is he gonna get a bunch of women in their late 40s to show out and be like, "Yeah, we out here." You know what I'm saying? So,
Sean,
I like the video. And I like that Uncle Murder still, put it this way, there's clearly a budget behind this, right? Like, who's paying for these videos? He's shooting
budgeted
videos, right? So somebody got a budget behind him. You know what I mean? Yeah. But to me, if you're doing something in New York City right now, you got to deal with the new New York City. You can't ignore it.
Track 5, Watson Freedom, featuring Jada, Benny the Butch, and Q-Bands. I'll say this. Q-Bands getting more burn a lot on this project. I mean, he was on the hook. The Uncle Murder's verse was dope. Jada's verse was solid. Bricks talk. Max out talk. I thought Benny had the best verse. You know what I mean? My chick found some shit on my phone. I sent her shopping. A lot of niggas been through that problem before. I thought this song was all right, man. Talk to me, man. Freedom featuring K.I.W.
I thought Q Bands had a fire hook. I thought his hook for this song was perfect. And I thought all three of them got busy. I thought all three verses was busy. I don't have a favorite verse. I have a favorite song. This is one of my favorite songs. I like this song a whole lot. This is one of my songs. No question about it. And a question to you right quick. When Uncle Murder says, "Yo, Benny, yo, Kiss, I'd like to do a song with you," what do you think they said?
They said, "Let's get it popping."
Why do you think they said that?
I don't think there's hesitation.
Why do you think they said that?
Well, I think Jada and Styles, I'll say more Styles anyway, he's got more joints with Uncle Murder. Like, they rock with Murder, though. I think the respect factor, the stuff that Murder talks about, the locks, like, a lot. And I think Benny also appreciates. I know Conway rocks with Uncle Murder heavy. So I'm not surprised Griselda and Jada, you know, they get that call. There's no hesitation to be like, "All right, Murder, let's get it cracking. What studio?
Uncle Murder's interview on High 97, he actually said Griselda makes it better for people like him. He actually gave them props saying, the fact that they're popping now, it makes the kind of music he does relevant again. So he's actually,
I'm pretty sure a lot of rappers feel that way.
Yeah,
I'm
yeah.
pretty sure
but
a lot of rappers
it,
that's
saying,
in that lane of Griselda.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, admit it. Well, you to hear a rapper actually admit that.
Yeah,
you know
yeah.
what I'm saying? You really
to
get
say that.
That
they,
you know what I mean?
They need, they're the reason why this kind of hip hop is popping again. That's high praise.
All right, my G, number track 6. We Did That Shit featuring Styles P, Conway the Machine. Uncle Murder sets this off. Your mother expected more. You were underachiever. Instead of bossing up, you said you follow the leader. I don't owe niggas nothing but loyalty. Some niggas lost that privilege, unfortunately. I love Uncle Murder's talking that talk. Conway versus dope also. And you know what's wild about Conway's verse? Uncle Murder just talked about not being too flashy. And here comes Conway with some private talk and
Porsche
talk, man. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? It's kind of wild. And then you got SP's verse was solid. But I got Uncle, in order watch, I got Uncle Murder with the best verse, then Conway to SP.
This is another dope song that I like. So he took Conway and he took Griselda and the Lox and did two
back
songs with them. And they're dope songs to me, but they're not what I would call band
not
from
blam,
TV
blam.
Type songs.
They're not blam blam
TV.
And a headbanger.
So like when you get the head nod, it's not that kind of approach. When he gave them a theme and we just gonna rap about it. But it's still gonna be street. It's still gonna be hood.
It's not Eastern Conference
so
Finals. It's not blam blam.
Yeah,
it's not Sunday School.
I rock out to this.
Rock out to
this. I like this song a lot. I like the song a lot, and I like the song before a lot. So these songs definitely, like when this album, when I got this project, of course, these are the first two songs I went to. The first two songs I went to before I went to anything else. And I was like, yeah, this is what I need.
Oh, my God. Track 7, Who's the Boss? Not to get confused with my man Tony Danza, but Who's the Boss? Very up-tempo beat. This beat sounds like a beat that Drizzy Drake would rap on. I'm not a fan of this beat at all. Big drip talk. I did like his second verse compared to his first verse. This is not one of my go-to songs on the project.
This is absolutely one of my go-to songs, and this is one of my favorite flows from Uncle Murder. So the flow Uncle Murder's using now is a flow that he's been experienced, that he used on Don't Come Outside Volume 1. So the way he's rhyming, it's like he's just rhyming with no intention of stopping. It's not weird, but it's the new nigga rapping.
Let's call it what it is. The new Negro rapping. Let's call it what it is, brother.
The new Negro rapping?
Yeah.
He's the only one who raps this way. He's the only one.
No. I'm talking about the flow. No, sir. That's like a lot of how the new niggas are rapping now with the flow that Murder displayed on his track, Watson. Come on, man.
Well, I put this flow to Uncle Murder because he used this flow a lot on Don't Come Outside Volume 1, and I like it a lot. Who's the Boss solo joint? It's one of my favorite songs. But then again, being that this whole album is a playlist to me and I skip nothing, that's not saying much. I really like this song, Who's the Boss, a lot. It gets high praise from me.
All right, next song, my guy, Dope Money. Song doesn't really do it for me, Murder. I'm sorry.
This is a song that I know you do not like. I know you do not like.
You know I don't like this shit. I respect you making dope money.
I
can't see me ever playing this song ever again in my life.
You do not like Uncle Murder.
No, I don't.
You do not like Uncle Murder in the singing auto-tune bag. So let's just
know. No, I don't.
Uncle Murder singing and doing auto-tune is something you do not like. So now that we've established that,
I don't like it.
Now that we've established that, this is not a song that's even one of my favorites. It's my least favorite. How about that?
It's my least favorite song on the project. You were scared if you told me this is one of your favorite joints on here, man. Next song, man. Slide My Way featuring D-Rez, Deshawn, and Q-Bands again.
So here's another song.
Murder is trying to do this new New York style drill to me, Watson, harmonizing rap. I hate the hook, no cap talk.
And whether this Derez Deshaun is on the hook, nah, B. Someone's trying to sound like Young Thug to me, man. Was this even Uncle Murda song? Was this even Uncle Murda song? It don't even sound like Uncle Murda song to me. Okay.
I like this song. I don't have a problem with it because here's the thing. It's today's. It's how all songs sound today. Like he's making a song about how all songs sound. So you got this dude, and he's doing this harmonizing auto-tune stuff. Then you got Uncle Murda. And I knew you wouldn't like this because you just want to hear Uncle Murda just be raw, gutter, and grimy, and that's it, literally. You know what I'm saying? So Uncle Murda experimenting with current sounds, it doesn't vibe with you well. But this is a good song. I actually like this song.
But
I
see,
like this
you
song.
Know me. You everything you said that I did not like. Why? For what you just said about the reasons why you thought I would not like this song, you were on the money. I do not like that song. That song will never get burned for me ever again in life. In life.
Next
song, Watch,
okay,
man.
That's okay. That's fine, but I like this song. I like this song. I think it's a good song.
Blame featuring Avatar Keys and Q-Bangs. Who's on the hook, man? Is this Q-Bangs or Avatar? It's Avatar, right?
Yeah. I thought Bands had a fire verse. I thought Bands versus fire.
Well, it was kind of hard. All right. Our niggas I used to share clothes with talk. Uncle Murda, I like that song. The hook is solid. Murda had two verses. Am I bugging? But Q-Bangs, especially on this joint, sound like Don Q to me, man. He got a few lines that I like. But did he even spit a whole 16, though? He didn't even see like he spit a whole 16.
So, tell me, when you say he sounds like Don Q, is that a diss? Or like, what's the issue with that?
It's not a diss. When he's rapping, he sounds like Don Q.
Yeah.
I don't want to sound like Don Q, though.
All right.
Talk to me, man. What's your take on this joint, man?
No, it's another good song. Would you agree that this is a song, and this is a song that Uncle Murda wouldn't mind if it got played on the radio? Especially the last two songs we just did. The last two songs with the harmonizing, auto-tuning. These are songs
song,
you don't mind
man,
if the radio.
The last two songs. I ain't gonna fuck, right?
You can tell he wouldn't mind if these songs got added to rotation. You know what I'm saying?
Probably wouldn't, man. Next song, Watts. Hold Up, featuring Dave East. One of my favorite joints on this project.
So
Uncle Murda, I'm not. Mm-hmm. Talk to me.
The thing that I'm saying, though, you're saying it's one of your favorite joints, right? But he's using the same exact flow on Who's the Boss. The same exact flow on Who's the Boss he's using it on this song. Hold up. He's using the same exact
with
flow
better rhymes, with better rhymes,
baby.
With better rhymes.
No,
the beat is better. How about that?
Exact rhyme pattern and rhyme structure. Like on Who's
no,
the Boss.
No, the rhyme structure
the
is one thing,
right?
But he wasn't saying nothing on Who's the Boss to me.
Yeah, but he's rhyming the same exact way. You can literally just swap verses. That's why I don't understand.
No, my nigga, let me tell you why. See, you're talking about the way he's rhyming. I'm focusing on more the stuff he's saying because he's like saying, I'm not your brother, don't call me bro. I told my man, come get your man. I don't like your man. Your man got to go. Like, he was, like, the stuff he was saying on his drink to me, I liked it more.
You, but right.
Once again, your focus is the delivery. My focus is on the lyrics. Because to me, it's a theme on his song where, you know, all right, prime example. On this song, right, he's talking about basically me and you chilling, right? And we got your crew, I got my crew, but niggas is kind of like sizing each other up type shit. Like, all right, me and you rock with each other, but this nigga's an entourage. I don't like your man Watts, or you don't like my man Three. That's the kind of talk. Like, I like the shit he was saying compared to the flow rhyme pattern, what you're talking about. Top stroke, you know what I mean? I thought Dave East was rapping off beat a little bit to me, but his verse was cool. You know what I'm saying? I like Hold Up, man. I rock with this song.
This is a standout song. First of all, I will say all his outside collabos with rappers worked. This is the third one. This is, you got Conway Styles P, you got Davies, and then you got Jaden Styles. Those three songs are real good songs.
I'm disappointed in them Conway and them Benny joints, because those joints should be joints we should be talking about for the rest of 2020. And I don't know if I don't see myself talking about those joints.
Okay, that's fine. But to me, they are those kind of joints. They are those kind
They're
of
joints. They're not blam blam. Eastern Conference Finals,
it comes from the boring beat. That's not a head nod.
It's not live at the barbecue.
Stop it with that song already.
It's still like that joint, though, B.
Stop it with that song already. You keep talking about Eastern Conference.
I love that joint. You know the vibes. Next song, Watch. It hit different. This song been out for a while, like damn 8 months ago. They got a video for this joint. My favorite song on the project. Beat is raw. Even though it feels like it was missing a little bit of stuff on the beat.
Hold up. This is your favorite song on the project, and this song came out in spring of 2018.
This song
is old. This song is
but
so
I still
old.
Like it more. So because
you
it's
say,
old, that
when you
hear
this song, when you heard this song on this project, it was your favorite thing to listen to.
Yes.
This song right here.
My favorite song.
Now, I
like
this song
better
a lot.
Than the Styles joint.
I like this song
better
a lot,
than the Styles
the song
joint.
No
better
meaning.
Than the Benny joint. But it just does.
The song had no meaning to me because it was old. So I don't even listen to it. I don't go to it. I played it out already. So how can I listen to a new Uncle Murder project and the oldest song that's been played out for 8 months is a song I'd rather listen to than all his new stuff with Davies, Benny, Jadakiss,
Styles. My nigga, you and I come from that.
So
hold up.
So
you and I come from the
I
cloth
like
of mixtapes. Hold up. You and I come from the cloth of mixtapes that we heard songs before it leaked on the album. And we thought it was, I'm going to speak to myself. There's been songs throughout the year that I heard on a mixtape. And then when I heard the artist's album, I was like, well, damn, I understand why they leaked this song out first. Because it's probably my favorite song on the project. It happens. Out of the norm.
So on Give It to Dot Trying, 50 put three old songs on there. He put two of my favorites. He put Not Like Me, which is one of my favorite 50 Cent songs of all time, right? I never listened to it. That song was 2 years old when he put it on Give It to Dot Trying. He put Paul Rich. That was another old song. I did not go to that either because it was old from the mixtape era. And then he put a song from Power of the Dollar on that, the last song on the album.
He did.
And it's a fire song, but when I went to Give It to Dot Trying, I was not going to those songs as great as those songs were. That's my only point.
Listen to the album you pick, Get Rich or Die Trying. A certified classic. You picked a certified classic.
What's a certified classic?
Get Rich or Die Trying.
I'm picking, why would I take an old song that's played out and then get a new project and say, I like the old song that I don't listen to and don't want to listen to? Think about it. It's a song that I want to listen to no more. I played it out already. So why would I get a new project and say, this is the go-to song? Why would I listen to Hit Different?
I love the beat. It's raw. I love the beat. It's raw.
Yeah, but my
Uncle Murder solo drink, especially.
Team.
And I still love this song better than any song on this project,
my guy. That's fine. Give me
now,
what's your take? We you got some.
How many mics, Watts? Get
strong four mics. Strong four mics. A strong four mics. The entire album is a playlist. The only song I don't like is that Dope Money song. That's literally the only song that I will fast forward and skip. The entire project goes hard. I really, really enjoy it. And so far, it's an album of the year talk. We're in January.
Album of the year talk with the first project.
Way
to go out on a limb with that one, Watson. Way to go out on a limb with that one, brother.
With
the first project that we're talking in 2020.
What I'm going to do is, did Uncle Murder get knocked out the top 10 yet, three? That's what I'm going
to
be doing. Every time a project come out.
Every time
a project come out, I'm gonna be like, "Yo, did you knock that yet?"
I'm giving this a 3.5 light. I'm talking about light skin 3.5 light 3.5. There's some joints on here. I don't think there's one banger on here. I think there's some songs that are cool, and even though some songs made the playlist, I don't think there's one song that's like wowed me, like, oh my God, I have to play this joint on a regular. Like, if I see it pass through my phone, I have to play this joint. I don't feel that way at all. 3.5, and I mean light 3.5. I'm disappointed at the fact that I did not get a Blam Blam with Conway. I did not get a Blam Blam with Benny. Very disappointed in that. I don't get Q bands on a lot of these joints. I'm just Gucci off that, man. So I got this.
So let's be clear. Me and you are in two completely total opinions and total directions. While I'm giving this slamming definite satisfaction as a hip hop head, I would highly recommend this to anybody I know. Sure. Like I've been doing. Like everybody I know who I talk hip hop to, I recommend the Uncle Murder. Don't Come Outside Volume 2, and this is something I highly recommend. So I just want to make it clear that we are in a complete different take on how we view this album. Like, I want that to be established.
I think it's very clear, brother. I think it's very clear that before we did this show, we both know how we felt about this project. Yeah? So that's what it is, man. Uncle Murda! You know the vibes, man.
You know the vibes?
All right, watch it. You know the vibes,
wait,
man. Keep the hip-hop
talk,
man.
You know the vibes, like he said on We Outside. Well, you know the vibes.
Let's keep the hip-hop talk, though, man. Let's go ahead, man. Royce da 5'9". Shout out to Royce da 5'9" for actually coming on the show the other day, man. You're so surprising that, you know, I hate to be this guy, but I got to let the world know. You know, sometimes when you reach out to these people, you never know who listens to your show. And when you hit them up to come on the show and they hit you back and it's like, I'm very familiar with you guys, sure, what you guys went to the table and what kind of hip-hop y'all talk about. So to hear Royce say that about us, I thought that was very interesting, first off. We also know Royce is dropping a project where he's doing bulk of the production on his project. He just released his second single, Watson, which reminded me that the first song he did was Black Savage, I think it was called, with T.I., Sly and the Prince, and a bunch of other individuals. But he just recently dropped the Royce da 5'9" West Side Gun song. What's your take on that, man? Overcomer, featuring West Side Gun?
This song is fire. This is a serious song. And the reason why this song is serious is because you know what you expect from West Side Gun. Floss, drug, hood talk.
Ad-libs.
Like, you know that. And you, the braggadocious talk. But what I did not expect was a slowed down, super clear vocal rhyme pattern by Royce, because he wanted you to understand every word he said. And guess what?
Mm-hmm.
The entire hip-hop community heard every word he said, because that's all the hip-hop blogs have been talking about. He had some choice words for Yellow Wolf, and he talked to that man's soul. And I was here for every bar of it. Every bar. Not only did he do that, then once again, you heard some James Todd Smith cut creative talk. Now, me and Three know exactly what that means, don't we?
Earl.
Don't we?
Yes, sir.
So when we hear that talk, once again, you always talking about LL Cool J, Royce. But yet,
he did that back. He did that back in the day when he did Boom, right? He said, "Accurate dudes want to act like I look like L or something like that." He said, so he's always,
always you know, talking about LL Cool J. And I like that you give props to LL Cool J. I'd really like to know where you rank him in your all-time great pantheon, because based on rhymes that you said, based on when you talk, you clearly were impacted and influenced by LL Cool J. So I really would like to know, where do you rank him on your Mount Rushmore of hip-hop?
Real quick, if you guys did not listen to me and Watson's top 30 rappers of the 80s, please go check that out on the channel. I think both of us had LL very high, if memory serves me right. Did he not crack our top five, top six in the 80s?
Al Cool J, not only did he crack that, but we also said he's going to be high on our 90s list because he went into the 90s. Well, he went deep into the 90s, very relevant, very influential, working with everybody. So Al Cool J is different. Al Cool J is different. He's the one who came out the 90s bigger than ever. Pause.
He was the first one speaking that GOAT talk, man. Let's be clear.
Back to this song. I really like this song. And this Royce da 5'9" reminds me of the Bar Exam 3 Royce da 5'9". Because on the Bar Exam 3 Royce da 5'9", when he was with Slaughterhouse, he was saying whatever he wanted on his mind. And guess what was on his mind? Ransom was beefing with Joe Budden. Saigon had some words. And guess what? Royce went at both of them. Like both of them on Bar Exam 3. And the way he went at
Yellow,
I really was there for that, man. So I thought this song was dope. I thought this song was super dope.
I think the beat sound like a beat that West Side Gun would rap off of. First off, I want to say that. So when Royce has his beat and he hits up Gun to drop some verse on here, I'm not surprised and stuff. And I would really like to ask Royce this question. Like, when you heard this beat, it was the first person that came to your mind was a West Side Gun. Because, you know, there's some songs that these rappers have and they'd be like, oh, I can hear such and such on this particular joint with me rocking out. So I'm wondering if that was his mindset, though. Listen, very soulful beat. Did Royce do this beat? I would think he did this beat, right? I love the samples.
Yeah, he produced the whole album.
Yeah, I like this video a lot, especially Royce part of the video when Shorty on the sofa watching rap videos. He's kind of cracking on Tekashi 6ix9ine. You get at Tekashi a lot in this video. Watson already spoke about the Yellow Wolf bars. Yellow Wolf, this is your first and last pass. I ain't going to put you on blast on your punk ass. Now, what is this about talk? Call him a vulture and all that. He saluted Mac Miller. You know, I feel like Dame yelling at Kevin Lyles over leather jackets. Prince, when he told Nas, on your masters or your ass out or some shit like that. Like, yo, Royce, yeah, my dude. I don't want to hear about Royce being second fiddle to Eminem anymore. I think those days are over. Can we just put that to bed? As big as Eminem is.
I thought those days were over in 2011 with Bad Meets Evil when I argued with anybody I knew that Royce is out rhyming Eminem on every song on this album.
I thought he was the MVP
on
that
Bad Meets album. I mean, he went at the worst case scenario on that album is he went bar for bar with him on every song. That's the worst case scenario for that album. But if anything, that album shows that he is absolutely can rhyme with Eminem in his sleep. But here's the funny thing. He's always been able to rhyme with Eminem. That's the shit
that's true.
Crazy.
That's true, though.
There's never been a period you can go back from M's first album to Scary Movie. Royce has always been as nice as Eminem. I mean, to me, none of this is surprising.
It's not breaking news. But some people act like it's breaking news.
Yeah, some people act like, did we act like it's breaking news when we was listening to Boom? What do we think? Come on.
I thought Royce was fire, man. I think Royce is fire. And the more, as he's getting older with his music, man, and he's really like, you talk about not falling off and putting out music with substance and a lot to say, you and I are both big on Book of Ryan, man. What do we think about friend of the show, man, RJ Payne, in Detroit as we speak, chilling with Royce da 5'9", chilling with, what's the other brother name that, what's the homie's name in Detroit, man? The one at Arsenal and Shock and Shook, Arsenal and Calico Battle in Detroit. Trick. Chilling with Trick and all those guys, man. What do you think about RJ Payne and Royce da 5'9" linking up, man? Like Royce is taking interest in RJ Payne.
I really appreciate it. You know, after listen, you know I was you know on our year end show how big R.J. Payne impacted me. I told you he was my favorite newer rapper of the thing. I told you all three of his albums had a profound impact on me lyrically. I told you he reminded me of that legendary run Papoose went on in the mid-2000 mixtape era. And I love that the official rhyme spitters, the people who I think are the best MCs, they really gravitate toward R.J. Payne. Like Redman recently did when he brought him on stage. It was like, yo, this dude is madness. Like Royce da 5'9", who bought his entire catalog. Like Benny the Butcher, who after R.J. Payne told the story how his people gave Benny the Butcher his music, and then Benny heard him, was like, who's this? Then when you go on Benny's IG, and Benny's playing unheard R.J. Payne verses that are ridiculous. I really appreciate seeing hip hop lyricism being rewarded and not being just forgotten, and not when me and you got to be the only two dudes who are listening to a dope lyricist. You know what I'm saying? I like that it's being appreciated and getting an opportunity to shine. So I really, really like seeing R.J. Payne chilling with Royce. I like that, because that means they're in the lab cooking up something.
Does Conway have to be careful in the sense of R.J. Payne might be the second nicest nigga in Griselda in 2020? Are people ready to have that conversation, or it's too early to have that conversation? Or am I out of box?
That's a conversation that does not have to happen. Their lanes are different.
I'm talking about in terms of verses and projects. No disrespect to Conway, but I can make the argument that I like Leatherface and 1 and 2 better than any Conway project that dropped in 2019.
Right, but here's the thing. I don't think I agree with you, because I do too, but I just think it's different lanes. I think with Conway, you get in raw grittiness with the floss. You're going to get raw grittiness with the floss. With R.J. Payne, you're just getting the lyricism that me and you have always loved and gravitated to. You know what I'm saying? So I think it's different lanes. You know what I'm saying? So I don't put both of them together. Like, here's a perfect example. Conway talked to my soul on Blam Blam Blam. Conway gave me what I wanted to hear on the
Uncle Murder. And I like Conway. I did like Conway on Freddy Hotspot, though. I ain't gonna front, though. I did a lot. You know that.
Okay. And then, so I'm saying, so I don't look at it as you got it. One is the best in Griselda, one is the not. I like the fact that Benny is doing what so many MCs would not do. Get an MC that they hear who's very lyrical, who people could potentially like as a lyricist more than him, and he's comfortable with that, and he's not like, oh, I don't want to have a guy like that. He's too nice. Like, he doesn't feel threatened.
He's still comfortable.
Yes, he wants to
he's still comfortable in his skin, though.
Like,
you know what I mean?
What happened?
He's still comfortable in his skin, so to speak.
Absolutely, man. Like, I have so much respect for Benny for this, man. Like I like where hip hop is right now, man. I gotta be honest, man. I really do.
Me too.
Where hip hop is.
Me too. Compared to 2016, 2017 a little bit. Well, 2017 wasn't bad either, though. I ain't gonna front. It wasn't better than 18, though. I think 18 was really fire. You know how I feel about 2018 already. I think 2018 was just magnifique. Like, I loved everything about 2018 hip hop. I think that was one of the best years we had in a long time in hip hop, in my opinion, man. You know what I mean? Recently, I had Mel's TV on the show, Watts. I want to get your take on you're not far from where you're at in New York City, Brooklyn, New York, to be specific. There's going to be a concert with Pop Smoke and Fabio Foreign, my guy. How crazy is this going to be for the borough of New York City to have Fozzie and Pop Smoke in the same building that night performing together? I think that's big.
You have the two biggest acts in hip hop, and they're from New York City. And I think that's going to be a big, big deal. I think it's going to be a packed, sold out show. And I think it's going to be a celebration of the new sound coming out of New York City. And I just think it's dope. Just think about this. There's going to be a major show headlined by a guy who is not from, he's not from the old guard. I don't want to diss them, call him the old guard, but this is, you can't get any more newer than this. At some point, right. Hip hop has to grow. You can't just stay with the dudes from the 90s or the dudes from the 2000s. Like, there has to be other artists who shine and make it. And right now, this seems to be a very strong embrace for the new people coming out of New York. So I really like it.
Any concerns with beefing, Ops, Colors, Wu Talk, GDK? Any concerns with the block being hot that night, though, my nigga?
I have a lot of concerns about that. I have a lot of concerns. So one of the things about the new Brooklyn rappers is the majority of all their music is talking about the Ops and talking about what they want to do to the Ops when they see the Ops,
smoke
the
Ops
sight,
yeah.
like that, that's all they rap about. So even the big songs that he got right now, it's you're talking about the Ops. You see, you ain't GDK, you know what I'm saying? With the so it's all Ops talk, and they're having this show in a section of Brooklyn where that's all that's there is that. It's Ops. You know what I'm saying? So I really want a good concert with that's just love and celebration and no funny shenanigans.
It's going to be hard to do that, though, with the young testosterone, with the young dudes, with people that's living around the area. I'm talking about local rappers who feel how dare such and such get this airtime, I should be on this bill. And do you think Favi and Pop Smoke should reach out to other artists? I think, personally speaking, Watts, before you go in, I think Chef G should be on this card. Regardless if it's Favi and Pop Smoke, the headliners, I think Chef G should be on this card.
I 100% agree with you. And I think if Chef G comes out, everybody there is going to know who he is. He ain't coming out like on some, who's this dude? He's going to come out there and be celebrated like, yeah, this is what we listen to. You know what I'm saying? Like, he will get massive love. It ain't going to be like you sitting there and trying to figure out who this dude is. Nah. Like, so I think that would be super ill if Chef G and Sleepy Hollow was there. Sleepy Hollow got to be there too, brother. He got to. If you're doing Chef G, you got to have
Chef is there. It's like Favi. Favi's on stage. We want to see Sosa Geek on stage doing the walk, dance, and all that. You gotta have that. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? Yo, I need to ask you this question. How is Sosa Geek out here walking around with all this bread and he don't got mad songs like that? Am I missing something?
Brother, I have no idea. He's just living his best life. That's all I can tell you. Sosa Geek is living his best life.
To young rappers, man, I understand you making money. And you want to flash, and y'all do shit for the gram and all that. But I don't like seeing y'all when y'all go to radio shows and having 30 stacks on top of the table. I just think y'all inviting people to try y'all. I'm not saying it happens or it could happen, number one. I just ain't putting 30 stacks on the table, brother.
I think you put negative energy out in the air, and I'll tell you why.
That's not negative energy, man.
Let me tell you why I say that. When you see Favio do his shows, remember, he's a brand new artist. So he interacts with the fans. Every time he does a show, he goes into the crowd with the fans and raps with them, sings with them, dances with them. You know what I'm saying? I don't think in his mind he's thinking, did they watch me put 30 stacks on the table with Drewski and now they want to get me? Like, I just don't think. So to me, I'm looking at that as negativity to it. For example, all the rappers put the money for. Isn't that the same thing when you put a stack of money on your ear and you talk about it when all the young boys are doing the money phone?
You know I never co-signed a money phone. I never liked the money phone.
No, I know. I understand that.
When Boosie and them niggas are doing that shit, I didn't co-sign that shit. 21 Savage and these niggas, I didn't like that shit.
I know that, but it's no different. Now, 50-year-old Jay-Z didn't like it, and he rapped about it. Okay? Listen, I understand a nigga like 50-year-old Jay-Z don't like this type of stuff.
Well, 40-year-old three-letter man don't like it either, brother.
But the young boys, you know, 50-year-old Jay-Z doesn't wear his pants hanging off his behind. You know what I'm saying? So what young people are doing, a 50-year-old billionaire doesn't do anymore. He looks at life differently. That's just what it is. The youth is always going to go by their own.
I don't think you should be forcing money like that on the gram. I don't think, especially in this era where we send me the Addy and letting them down talk and all this and location talk and come on, son. You know what I mean? I just don't co-sign that, man. It is what it is, man. How do we feel about Papoose, man, the Papoose challenge, man? I think, Papoose, listen, I'm glad you out here getting love and people hitting you up on IG and sending you flicks of footage of them doing the Papoose challenge, man, but should I be happy for Papoose, though, that he's getting, like, people showing him love and the song is circulating a little bit, people going out their way to do this Papoose challenge?
Yes, but here's the but to it. I always wanted Papoose to have a moment where he had like a nice run in hip hop, and he did his early mixtape run before it stopped or whatever. That mixtape run, where he was wearing a Geno Green, and everywhere you saw him, he had the Geno Green shirts on, and like he was really, really heavy and influential in hip hop. Mm-hmm. But that was more of an underground scene. Yes, he got money, 1.5 from Jive. He kept talking about it. And that run was good. But I wanted to see a run after that, and we never got that. Would you agree that we never got Papoose to have a decent run? Right. And I've always wanted to see him, like, get a run where, you know, he was, like, really that dude for a hot minute, and it never really happened. So, on that sense, I guess I'm happy that he's in his whip. He's doing IG Lives, and he's like, yo, shout out to everybody who's doing the Papoose Challenge, and everybody's interacting with him, and they like this, and they seem to be excited about it. So if this is what makes him happy, and he's into this, then I'm all for it.
I respect it. You know, I respect it, though. But, you know, like you said, in that, listen, did he ever drop the Not Serious Dream? Did he ever drop that again?
He dropped the Not Serious Dream. Hell yeah. Yeah, Mob Deep on there, Locky, up there.
Yeah.
Primo was on it. You know, by the way, just to let you know, Papoose is one of the rare MCs that always gets a Primo beat. Always. It is not easy to get a Primo beat. It's not easy. And the fact that Papoose always can get a Primo beat, that speaks volumes to me.
You know what speaks volumes to me about Papoose? He was never on no sucker-ish. When I say sucker-ish, you know, he never tried to claim to be the toughest dude on the streets. But fam, he did not back down to Fat Joe. He did not back down to Uncle Murda. And we seen footage of him and Max B. Yo, Max B, I love you, my dude. Surf guard and all that. Surf's up, waves up and all that, wave guard. But, man, son, Papoose G-checked you. I'll never forget that at Power 105, son. G-checked him, man. Like,
you know, every time you say that, right, we get hit, and the comment boys hit us up like, yo, that's not what happened. Yo, you got to rewatch it. Like, they really don't like when you say that. The comment boys don't like when you say that.
What
about the way,
man? I watch it mad times.
Yo, they said that's not what happened. They say, Max B man was there on go. Max B was unbothered, and we creating a scenario that did not happen. Like, you just not.
Wait a minute. Did 50 have a come between them? Was that 50 like chill?
Oh, I don't know.
If memory serves me right, man, 50 was on some like yo chill B type talk, man. I don't know, B. I don't know, man. This Rock and Roll Hall of Fame wise, let's talk about this for a second, man. As a hip hop community, should we care if we make the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? Or does Rock and Roll care about hip hop?
Yeah. Here's why we should care. Because now that hip hop has become the dominant number one genre of music in America now, all of these these people being inducted is a big deal. If you're going to get the pioneers in hip hop and something that's called the Hall of Fame, you don't put Dwayne Wade in now and then say, I'm going to put in Tim Hardaway after I put in Dwayne Wade. That's not how Hall of Fame should work. Usually the people who paid the way put in the paid dues first and were great, they usually get in first. When you see MCs from the 90s get inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame before the best artists of the 80s, it is a slap in the face of hip-hop. It is an insult of hip-hop, and it treats hip-hop like hip-hop is garbage. LL Cool J not being in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is a travesty, and it's an embarrassment. And what makes it an embarrassment is that Pac and Biggie have gotten in before him. And this has nothing to do with saying Pac and Biggie don't deserve to be in there, but they do not deserve to be in any Hall of Fame before LL Cool J. They do not deserve that. So this is
hold on, before you go.
LL Cool J's not in the
before
Hall
you
of
go
Fame.
In, you and I watch sports a lot, right? We watch sports, period. And we've seen this when it's either the NFL, NFL Hall of Fame. Sometimes guys who should be in there before other guys, they make it quicker than other guys. Like some guys don't make it till they're like 60, 70 years old or they're dead and not here anymore, and they make the Hall of Fame. Is it something like that to the effect? Maybe we should look at it that way.
No.
Yeah, you might have been there before. You might have been there before this individual, but you know.
You can't look at it that way, man. So you don't have you personally are okay with 90s rappers getting.
No.
Would you be okay with
over
80s
niggas
getting in the
over influential dudes in the 80s? Over influential dudes in the 80s? Hell no. Not over Run DMC, not over LL, the first GOAT, in my opinion. LL,
Public Enemy.
You can't do that. Public Enemy, Slick
Rick. Public Enemy. So, for example, let's say the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. They didn't do this, but let's say the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame said, okay, we're putting Outkast in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame first. Would you be okay with that?
No.
See, that's all I'm saying. It's not saying Outkast doesn't deserve to be in a Hall of Fame. I'm just trying to give a hypothetical.
You're just saying the pecking order, right?
You can't put it. So, you know, what happened is Biggie got inducted this year. And when Biggie got inducted, people highlighted the fact that LL Cool J is not in the Hall of Fame. And because of that, now people are slighting Biggie being in the Hall of Fame. And see, that's now what starts to happen when you do that. Because now all the people who deserve it in the 90s, if they start getting in, but yet the people like LL Cool J is not in, like how can you have a Hall of Fame of hip-hop on any aspect and not have LL Cool J going either first
crazy.
Or second ballot? You know what I'm saying? And it shows you how much hip-hop is not respected. It's just not respected, man.
Crazy. LL should be in there, man. Because his contribution for the whole 80s going into the 90s and early 2000s. This guy lasted three decades, son. Maybe 2000 wasn't his best years, but he still was relevant in 2000. You know what I'm saying? Music-wise, I'm talking about. Not even movies I'm talking about. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know, man. LL always have a, like, he's that dude, in my opinion, man. You know what I mean? So, that's kind of crazy. Watch, man. Take us home, though, my G.
PSA Hip Hop, the home of Ja Morant, the most exciting young player in the NBA.
Really?
Yes.
The most exciting young player in the NBA.
The most exciting young player in the NBA, Ja Morant.
Whoa.
PSA Hip Hop, the home of Ja Morant.
I got to put this out here. I mean, I was big on Ja Morant, but you were RJ Barrett guy. That was your man going into the college season last year before he touched down as Duke. That was your dude. I was Ja Morant all day, though, man. But neither here nor there, man. Shout out to Ja Morant. Yo, they really got a good one with Ja Morant, man. For real, man. Memphis, I ain't going to hold you, though, man. They got a real good one with Ja Morant, man. Before we go, man, what do you think about your boy Kyrie Irving, man? And the Nets, man.
What did I say when we first talked about Kyrie Irving? What was my fear? Well, all my worst fears
about him destroying your locker room.
All my worst fears have come to
your locker room.
And I'm going to agree with Stephen A. Smith. He was he did a segment on Kyrie Irving, and I agreed with every single word he said. I mean, Kyrie said, think about this, what he said. Kyrie said, even with Kevin Durant, they have so many pieces that they need to contend for a championship. He said that, even with if Kevin Durant was playing. That was shocking stuff to say. I mean, that mentality of his, man, oh, man. Salute to you, Boston boy, because y'all dodged a bullet getting Kemba Walker, boy, because y'all looking good out there in these streets. Because he's killing morale, killing the
Kyrie's still that dude, though. Don't get it twisted. He's still that dude.
Nah, B, let me tell you something. You are not that dude. When you have all the talent in the world, your team is 500. Now they're a game under 500. No, you're not that dude. So you can be great Terrell Owens, but if you're killing a locker room and killing a team season, you cannot be that dude. You can't be. You just can't be.
Oh, man, that's what it is, man. PSA hip-hop. Do not get it twisted. Neil Watson did not. I know y'all going to be like, where's the Eminem? Where's the Eminem review at? It's coming, my guys. Y'all know the vibes already, man. It's your boy 3NWatch, man. Y'all know the vibes, man. What?